Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, Tommy, you weren't happy at all with the streaming quality of the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on Netflix. And, I mean, you were with millions of other viewers, okay? They were all upset with you. One viewer named Ronald Blue Denton was so mad that he's filed a class action lawsuit against Netflix. TMZ Sports has obtained the legal documents in that lawsuit that allege that viewers were faced with legendary problems, including no access, streaming glitches, and buffering issues. Denton is also suing for breach of contract, and he is seeking damages, but the amount hasn't been specified. It's Netflix. Go for it.
They got unlimited.
Millions.
You know, I actually thought this was going to be a situation where promoters, like boxing promoters and pay-per-view, I thought they were going to lose out. I thought this was going to be a new thing, like, wow, Netflix is going to take this over and just run with it. But after the glitches, hey, we ain't had no glue. We've never had glitches on pay-per-view. It works.
Yeah. But I think they just didn't know. They underestimated. I'm sure they're going to get it together, especially
We ain't going to watch it, though, Shirley. We done.
Huh?
Yeah, one shot at it. We done. Not watching it no more.
But if Mike Tyson comes back
and they had the fight on Netflix and I paid for Netflix, I'm not paying for two things to watch the movie.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
in the moment when it was happening, the glitches and the buffering, people were like, well, put it on pay-per-view.
You don't get two of my money.
I can't say it.
We want to tell Netflix is do what you do best. Just show the movies. Don't show fight.
They never had that many people watching. I bet you they got it together.
They should have been prepared.
They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know the power of Tyson. They did not know it. We knew it, but they didn't. All right, in other news related to the Tyson fight, boxing champ, check this out, guys. Evander Holyfield posted a message on Instagram teasing the possibility now of a third boxing match with Tyson. Can you imagine? Now, Tyson, we know, is 58. Holyfield is 62, and he hasn't fought in over a decade, but he posted an image of he and Mike squaring off to fight with the words, the trilogy at the top of the picture and Tyson versus Holyfield on the bottom. Can you believe that? The trilogy up top, Tyson versus Holyfield at the bottom.
Evander, just stop.
58 and 62.
Stop. We're not doing this. We're not going to see two deacons go at it now. We're not.
You get that. Do you remember the last time he ate your ear?
Yeah, but he got two ears. Come on, we're not worried about the ears.
Okay, you're going to lose the other one.
Holyfield captioned it, "The fans want it. # unfinished business." Holyfield.
No, it's finished. It's over. It's done. Ain't no more checks, Evan. That's it. Ain't no more checks.
Well, Tyson
got
has
the last
to
one
say
for
about
20
it.
Mil. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Holyfield's post stated a swarm of speculation, and Tyson was quick to settle things with a comment on the Holyfield post that simply stated, "I love you, brother, but the trilogy is our friendship." Say it like Tyson, Tommy.
The trilogy is our friendship. It's who we are with one another. I'm not getting back in the ring no more. I did everything I needed to do. I'm selling weed. I got my pigeons. I'm good right now.
You know? Show my butt.
Your booty out.
I had my ass out on Netflix. I'm doing good.
He was so confident with it. I loved how he walked away. All right. That was funny. Finally, guys, there's another show.
Can I take that picture? It's too late for me to
Are you boxing?
Take that shot.
I
ain't boxing. I mean, but, you know, Mike started it. It could be a trend, right? Just
What? You're talking about the thong?
What picture you talking about, Tom?
What are you talking about?
I mean, like before my comedy show, can I do the jockstring in the dressing room? And then
please do it.
Do an interview. I can't do that.
Yeah, Tommy, go ahead
and
do it.
Why is you frowning up like you visualizing it? Why? What is that for?
So what show are you going to do this? The show with Cheryl Underwood in New Jersey?
Yeah, Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to do an interview in the dressing room, jock strap on, right before I go out and just talk to the... What?
Do what? It, Tommy. Do it. The world needs this. Do it, Tommy. The world needs it. Go ahead.
Black Friday weekend. It's going down.
My wife will come up there and wring my neck.
Yes.
Damn clothes on. What's wrong with you?
You probably going to do it because you're just that ignorant. You do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to do it. You know someone is going to do that. Finally, there's another show for older singles out there that are looking for love. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is executive producing a brand new Netflix docuseries for Atlantans that are looking for love later in life. It's called The Later Daters. Don't you love that name? The Later Daters. It's going to showcase six single people ranging from ages 50 to 70 going on a series of blind dates in hopes of finding their next life partner. Many of these daters haven't been in a relationship in over 10 years, so they'll need a lot of help from the dating coach. They have a dating coach. This is an 8-episode series. It's going to premiere, speaking of Black Friday, on what? Black Friday, November 29th. So there you go. And it's more than just black people on the show. Yeah.
These dates. What's the age range again, sir?
50 to 70.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These dates got to start at noon. They got to start at noon, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So these people, and they got to be over by 6. We got to get these people home. But they're going to be tired and sleepy, and they can't drive
that
late. You got to get them home. But I'm hoping they find love, though.
I'm here for it. Yeah, I want them to find love, too.
Come on. Come on,
go for it, First Lady.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Like that.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, this is no big surprise. Donald Trump's upcoming sentencing hearing was canceled.
Of course.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.